A top Interior Department official today said the Trump administration is working to speed up the process leading to oil development in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Interior Deputy Secretary David Bernhardt and Assistant Secretary Joe Balash spoke at an industry gathering in Anchorage this morning after spending several days in North Slope communities. Bernhardt said Interior will kick off the regulatory process required to hold an oil lease sale in the refuge in the next few weeks.
We expect to move pretty quickly on that project.
Congress is requiring that two lease sales be held in the refuge's 1002 area within the next 7 years. But when he was asked exactly when the first lease sale will happen, Bernhardt didn't answer directly. The deputy secretary noted he issued a memo saying that environmental reviews must be completed in a year.
You know, if you were looking for a time frame, Joe might tell me that that's a little ambitious. But I would expect that, you know, we're going to start this process. We're starting this process very, very soon, and I take my memos very, very seriously.
Earlier this week, Senator Dan Sullivan reportedly said he wants the first oil lease sale in the refuge to take place next year, the year before President Donald Trump must seek re-election. Environmental groups are alarmed by the push to rush the lease sale. Nicole Whittington Evans with the Wilderness Society in Anchorage believes it's impossible to do an adequate environmental review in such a short time frame.
Their haste will not provide sufficient time to evaluate relevant information or make informed decisions, and we will be ensuring that they hear from us about that at every step.
Whittington Evans says her group's position hasn't changed since Congress allowed drilling in the refuge. Like most other environmental groups, they don't think oil development should happen there at all.